Why are you applying to Harvard? There are excellent universities in Europe, which are not half as expensive.
It is one of the most prestigious universities in the whole world. Probably the most prestigious one. It is also one of the Ivy League universities, which are renowned for selectivity of admission and academic excellence.
I read somewhere that it owes its name to a Cambridge graduate.
That's true. It is named after John Harvard, a clergyman who was an alumnus of the University of Cambridge. He left the school a sum of money and some 400 books.
I'm not sure I like elitist schools. I've heard of sexual and racial discrimination at Harvard.
That, I believe, is already in the past. In the early years, Harvard trained only men, mainly Puritan ministers. Things changed during the presidency of Charles W. Eliot, that is, from the late 1860s to the early years of the 20th century. He was one of the crucial figures in the secularization of American higher education. But it's true that women were not admitted to the university until 1879 and remained segregated in Radcliffe College up to 1999. In 2007, however, a female president was elected.
Amazing! And how do you estimate your chances?
They're not that bad, actually, but we'll see. Anyway, I'm not putting all my eggs in the same basket. It is not the only university I'm applying to. As you said, there are some excellent universities in Europe.